there. This is Kate McClanahan, and this is the Sound Advice Podcast.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people, you'll often hear, well, maybe it wasn't meant to be. Was it meant to be? You've heard this, right?
Right.
I actually wrote about it and I put it in a book. I happen to think there's a common misconception in our culture that states if a road proves too difficult, then maybe it wasn't meant to be, quote unquote. Instead, I happen to think the opposite might actually be true. If you are on the right path, then you're likely to face far more opposition than you ever may have imagined. Now, I don't wish this for you. It's simply an observation. Think about it. Every great accomplishment that has ever come about has done so against some terrific opposition. Not the other way around. It's historic. It's not pretty, but this is how life comes about. And it's so it only stands to reason you're far more likely to be met with rather sizable obstacles on the road to accomplishing your heartfelt goals. You'll hear friends and loved ones pipe in after you've gone through a setback. Well, maybe it wasn't meant to be. And with that, you'll doubt your ability to press on. You'll think, maybe they're right. Happens to the best of us. Perfectly supportive people saying this often gives one pause, right? Of course, after the fact, after you've accomplished your goals, such as producing your demos or securing a really exceptional agent or landing an ongoing commercial campaign, for example, no one will have seen all the hard work that went into rising above great odds, the many difficulties it took to get there. All the perseverance, promotion, and patience required of you beyond what anyone might have initially considered acceptable would certainly surprise the average man on the street. But then, maybe that's the whole point. To stand out, you have to stand up. We'll never know what could have been accomplished without tenacity. You have to be tenacious at all of this. If anything is to ever come about, such as your career, you must take a great leap of faith. You must risk. This is certainly true in performance, and it's certainly true of the entire shoot and match, you know, when it comes to your acting career. So if you consider every major game-changing role you ever landed, it only came about when you ventured beyond your comfort zone. You took a real chance, not because you played it safe or performed exactly within the parameters of what, quote-unquote, what was asked of you. Besides, if playing it safe is the best bet, you know, to accomplishing what we're passionate about and destined to do, then it stands to reason that every door would swing open wide as we approached it, right? And it doesn't. Every opportunity would embrace us and the gods would happily smile on us, nodding their approval, and there would be one simple, exact path to follow when you're setting out to establish yourself in this business. Unfortunately, once again, history proves otherwise. So even those who dutifully conform to what they think are or they're told is required of them as talent, you know, you're going to be met with adversity. I mean, it's just bound to happen. It's life. It's how you weather the stuff that tests your mettle and then tests your character and tests who are you really and what is your true goal? What are you willing to do? It's the untouchables. What are you prepared to do? It's just Sean Connery going, what are you prepared to do? Thomas Edison devoted more than 10,000 attempts to creating a light bulb. And not a very good light bulb with that when he got it too, you know what I mean? But it did work, you know? And when he was asked, given all those tries, if he felt like a failure and why he didn't give up, he replied, why would I feel like a failure? I would never give up. I would never, ever give up. I know now differently over 9,000 ways that an electric light bulb will not work. You know, success is almost in my grasp. That's how we felt always. How do you like that?
I like that.
That's a beautiful way to looking at it because that's a successful way of looking at things, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Well, lucky for us, a short time later, after more than 10,000 attempts under his belt, Edison invented the light bulb, you know. He was intent on creating the thing. That's the truth of it. Yeah. And that's not the only thing he ever created. I mean, he created a ton of stuff. But that was something that it was absolutely he was driven to do. And it's about that drive, you know. And no one's going to have that for you, and no one's going to have that for your career but you. No one's going to be as happy about you succeeding as we are, or maybe your mom, you know what I mean? But you know, very few people are going to be thrilled when you make it. You know, oh, that was lucky. You know how many people have said that to me? Oh, it's really lucky you had blah, blah, blah. You make your luck. Mm-hmm. You really do.
Right.
You know? Maybe. And, I mean, I'm not saying that you know, everybody's dealt a tough hand from time to time. Everybody is. But again, it's how you weather it. And that's the stuff where you go, no, I'm... And that's where you build confidence and you start to trust yourself more. And it comes from those things where you go, this too shall pass. You know what I mean? But you have to be optimistic and intent on the fact that you're going to make it on the other side of this thing, you know? But no one, you know, you're not going to have Moses standing there going, hey, I'm going to part the Red Sea. Then you guys can all walk through, get on the other side. Everything will be peachy keen. We're going to go, this is going to be great. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen. But, it's just important stuff, you know. So it's safe to assume success requires dedication far beyond what anyone might first imagine. It takes a whole lot of tenacity to make anything come about, such as your career as a working talent. Your career won't exist without you continually creating it. And yes, often against rather sizable odds. But it's a constant create. It's not it's just like a relationship, just like your relationship with your wife, just like your, you know, with your kids. I mean, you're constantly creating that relationship. Or you're not. And when you're not, guess what? It goes away. It crumbles. It takes a toll, you know. And so it's really up to you to make sure that it continues, you know. So we're simply here to help, you know, you navigate better and help you get from point A to point B faster and easier and quicker and smarter if we can. But that's what we do with Sound Advice. That's the name. So it's important to keep that in mind as you train and as you continue. But it's really important stuff, you know. But decide your career is meant to be. And remember, they don't call it work for nothing. Your career is meant to be if you say it is. So be it, you know. So be that career. That's how you have it. You know what I mean? I think without those challenges, pinch me. Am I dreaming? You know what I mean? Is it really happening? And it's like, and you're not after one good job or one agent or one project because you'll only get one. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's about either, but that happens. I've seen this thousands of times because I've worked with literally tens of thousands of people. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy, I don't know many people who've worked with that many and see them all the way through it and see them all the way through it and see it, and then see them, you know, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 20 years down the line even. And I mean, that's how long we've been doing this, you know? Right. So to see what they've gone through and to assess with them, 2020 hindsight being what it is, you get this incredible, had I not had that in the beginning, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's always interesting for me to hear that stuff. I love hearing it because it's like, wow, you know, that was probably the smartest thing I could have done. So anyway, so be your career and then get busy. There's always work to be done, but you have to enjoy the work of it. And that's really the key thing of that. But hopefully that helps a little bit. But I think that's why, you know, we're going to give ourselves obstacles. And I don't think that's just in voiceover or acting or, in our careers. I think that's true in life. If we don't have a big enough game, we're going to find something that's going to challenge us, you know, and we pull it in and we manifest that, you know. It's a very interesting thing to me, but I think we do that.
This is Kate McClanahan. This has been the Sound Advice Podcast. To find out more about voiceover and our process, check out voiceoverinfo.com.